What if you could browse the web in disguise, wearing a hat and a stocking over your face so no one knew where you were crawling? Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go hunting for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com. So a local kid is making sure that you can browse the web in disguise, basically as someone else. Now, this is high-techie stuff involving artificial intelligence, and it might be an advertiser's worst nightmare.
Well, what people don't understand, again, is every time that you search for something online using Google, YouTube, Facebook, whatever the search engine of choice, and those are the biggest ones,
yes,
you are creating a footprint. You are creating a cookie footprint,
that's right,
if you will.
Little cookies are
following
you around.
Little
following
cookie crumbs. Because they know where you've been.
They do.
They know where you live.
It's
and
scary
they know
when that happens,
but
right?
We've been talking about this for years. This is Big Brother. This is 1984.
Is it brain hacking? I don't know.
It is brain hacking. Well, no. Hang on a second. The brain hacking occurs when they recognize who this person is and where they've been looking. Now they're going to get you information to influence where you've been and what you've been looking at.
That's where the hacking comes in.
That's where the hacking comes in. That's where the control, and that is a scary thing, and it is what we've talked about.
The whole thing is scary.
And again,
right.
But what people don't understand is you have the right to control the notifications, how these people get their information on the site that you're on. So you have to go into your settings and make sure that you are blocking this. So
but,
you can't.
But it's so my understanding that the Congress is loosening up some of the grip that will protect consumers and allowing these technology companies to have more access to information about where you're going online.
Now,
and you can block and do privacy and do all those things. But somehow, somewhere, you end up just putting your toes in and boom, it finds you and starts following you again. It gets around all of these privacy walls that you put up.
Does commercial media have a lobby in D.C.?
I'm sure they do.
Of course they do.
I would think so.
So think about it. The commercial media needs the information because their paychecks depend on it.
Yes, they do. That's how advertisers can tell
exactly
where you are, what you saw, and where you're going, and they can advertise to you.
And that is really the greatest development in technology when you think about it. Traditional three networks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to
you don't know,
black and white
ABC,
days, if you will.
ABC and CBS. That's right. The three we're
right,
talking about.
Pre-ESPN.
Right.
And
right.
CNN.
Yes.
And MTV.
Yeah. We're not talking MTV, Fox Sports, or whatever. CNBC.
Commercial rates for those networks were based on ratings set by Nielsen and Arbitron. Those
little
were the two biggest
that
ones.
Show up in your house or
and
telephone
they measured,
calls.
And they measured yeah. that. They didn't have a lot of background information about your age, your weight, your sex, your interests.
Your
now,
dark secrets of where you crawled around
exactly
and did at night.
What you've been doing
what you've
online.
Been doing. Yes.
So every time that you search, they're getting another piece of information.
It's
and now
a
they're
profile.
And that's why the ads that come onto your phone and onto your search history, if you will, all have something to do with your search. Now, it's very interesting what happened to me recently. A company, I'm not going to name the company because it's a networking group. You know, congratulations, you're welcome into our group if you'd like to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, I checked out your resume online and whoa, they're playing up to your
right,
ego.
Right, exactly.
This is how much it's going to cost, by the way. You got to dig into that a little
right,
bit.
Oh, yeah.
And you do have to do a Google search on that. But as soon
and
as
once
I,
you do that Google search,
it opens it right up.
Yes, it does.
I'm getting tons of, inquiries. They want me to join this group.
Right.
You know, and well, it ain't happening.
It's
by the way.
Frightening. And I
three
do
letters.
Think
I'm not gonna...
there were some things that occurred where I searched for something and this happened more than once. And then I turned on my TV and something popped up that was related to my search.
That's just, that's a coincidence.
You might be interested in watching this movie, but is it? Because
the TV can't, you can't, the television can't. the programming that you're getting off your cable.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about cable, okay? Right. Only cable, not a streaming service.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about the programming change. It's information that pops up on my screen. It's all connected to the same company. My internet service goes through them. And so it's the kind of bubbles that pop up at the bottom. It's like, oh, this movie is coming. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh.
I was searching for that movie online.
Oh, sure. Right.
And
exactly.
I've never seen that pop up. And all of a sudden
right.
it says, you may want to watch this. And I'm like, okay,
yep.
How did that just happen? And it's more than once that it's happened. And clearly it's all connected. And they can tell that you were searching for something online. And now they're trying to get you to maybe
make another purchase. It's behavioral targeted messaging.
Right. So what if you could fool the companies out there and then
that's what this guy's trying to do.
That's what he's doing. And it's called Diluvian, which I guess it's what he calls this software or the program that he's been developing. Who's, and essentially, he's a kid, 22-year-old.
I love how you said it. He's an adult.
He's an adult
he
kid.
He could be our kid.
He's a, right.
At 22.
He's a man child.
Right.
How about that?
If I butcher his name, I apologize,
okay.
But I think it's Greg Seng.
Yeah, Seng, right.
Seng.
Right, but it's spelled T-S-E-N-G. He's
correct.
From Weston, Massachusetts, so it's not far away from where our studios are.
Right.
And he dropped out of college and got funding from the Thiel Foundation, which I didn't realize the Thiel Foundation has this scholarship fund, particularly for people who decide to forego college.
Which, by the way, I think that's a I'm not,
no,
like,
it's great.
I
but
teach
it's
at the
like,
college level. I that was best 4 years of my life. Tufts
yeah,
University.
I enjoyed it.
We did. We
yes.
were lucky. And by the way, I am grateful for that. That I was able to have that experience in my life.
I'll still go to the same colleges because I made friendships that are incredible friendships.
But one of the things that I preach in my classes is gaining hireable skills
right.
that are basic interpersonal communication skills that have disappeared from a generation and are not being taught in our schools,
right.
whether that is high school or elementary or even secondary education. And I'm talking about the basic things, speaking.
Right.
Presentation skills, interpersonal skills at a networking event. How do I go up to a stranger and start talking to them?
Yeah.
I mean, and who
am
I?
People are scared of that.
And by the way, who am I and what am I about?
Well, that's why you have organizations like this that are looking for other kinds of skills and kids who have ideas like this kid. They gave him $100,000
yep.
in order for him to develop his technology. And again, what this does is it sets up a fake persona. So you can crawl around the web, but me, Dan Lothian, a 50-something African-American or Caribbean-American or Puerto Rican-American, whatever it is you want to call me. American. What you will actually see as I go around the web will be Jimmy.
Right, which is scary.
I
that would be a white 61-year-old right. Jewish male.
That's, so whatever things you like, all of a sudden it starts popping up in my feed. And so it's kind of throwing off advertisers, it's faking out the cookies. And apparently this is very difficult to do, but he has somehow figured out the secret formula in order to make his own travel along the web appear to be a woman. Actually,
right. Which I thought was kind of funny that was what he decided to hide behind. But the thing that I found very interesting about this, and again, it goes to human behavior, Dan. That's a lot of work for an individual to do to kind of hide their
right.
identity.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's going to get easy. I mean,
when
you click a couple of buttons and you can.
I use Gmail. A lot of people use Gmail
yeah.
out there as an email service for their personal whatever. And you can actually send an email from a different address. So in other words, you can, if I send you an email from my Gmail account, it could come up as Jimmy at Little Park Media
right.
or whatever it is.
But the algorithm will know that.
Correct.
Right. The public may not.
Right.
But the back office stuff or the back
the point
back
is even
stuff.
The cyber folks know that this is something that they should look into as a positive thing,
right, right.
as something that people might use. But here is the telling in this article I dug down deep and
this was in the Boston Globe, I believe.
Yes, it was.
We
and
about
so
this.
Far, I'm going to read the quote and
yes.
gosh, we should probably give credit.
The Boston Globe.
I know that, but one of the things I don't do is give credit
who
to the actual
the
writer. It's Andy Rosen, okay?
Andy Rosen,
credit.
Shout
Andy
out.
Rosen. If you don't like, oh no, that's not it. And so far, at least, the internet has shown that most people are willing to forego privacy for the sake of convenience. That's human behavior.
Yes.
We want to make it, we want to take the easy. I need to find something out. I want to go to the internet to get the answer.
I want to go there now.
Because all I have to do is ask Google this question and I will get the answer to my question. And I'm willing to forego the fact that, hey, this is the white 61-year-old Jewish male that is looking for this.
I think I might be in that category. I value my privacy, but I also feel as if everything's already out there, so anyone can figure out whatever they want. But I do value my privacy. Although from time to time, when something does pop up that I'm not looking for, but that I want or need, like I realize it once it pops up and I do act on it, I like the system then, right? So for example, let's say, and this isn't, you know, I didn't do this, but let's say I need a pair of new shoes, right? I just haven't had the time to go and look for the pair of new shoes or whatever, but over time I've searched shoes and maybe I search wingtip shoes. And so I'm sitting there on my device, and all of a sudden, there's a sale somewhere of those shoes that I want. It says, if you buy it right now, you get the shoe for half price. You know what? I probably would hit it and buy it. Now, right. I don't like the fact that it knew that I needed the shoes, but I need the shoes, so I'll buy the shoes. In those cases, I'm one of those people. I'm hypocritical in that I want to snoop around and be Jimmy online so I don't get haunted and trailed by
things.
Well, maybe I will get haunted, right?
Careful.
All kinds of interesting things
careful
will pop.
What you wish
yes,
for.
Exactly.
There are some skeletons in my closet.
Oh, no. Yeah, but
I'll have you know.
But it won't be going around just masking. It'll still be Dan Lothian, but masking as Jimmy.
Right.
I
so you
want
can get
that.
Me in trouble.
So I can get you in trouble,
there
right.
You go.
And yeah, well, actually, then I'll start really.
Ooh.
You could actually do that. I could start building this whole.
Think about that.
I could look to really bad things on purpose just
so
to make
if,
you.
So
yeah.
If you use this guy's technology, his software to camouflage who you really are.
Yes.
You can set people up.
You can. Although maybe you can't camouflage as a real person. You're just, it's sort of just.
Facts and figures.
Right. It's more of, it's not.
Right.
I'm not.
Demo.
Dan Lothian.
It's demographic
information. I'm a single white female professional in the finance industry.
There you go.
Or whatever. That's kind of interesting. What would that be like?
I know.
Well, you can find out because then you'll see what they market to.
Or you
actually, that's kind of interesting.
You can
right?
call my friend, who is a single white female in the financial industry, and actually have a conversation with her.
Well, there you go. But I think it's interesting. I think it's good that there's any time that big technology companies and big marketing companies get so much power that they can access information at will. I think it's interesting when someone comes up with technology that says, not so fast. I'm going to arm people. I'm going to even the playing field and throw you off. And you might find a way around it, but for the time being, the consumer will have some power.
Here's a sports analogy.
Yes.
Because you know I love sports.
Yes, sir. You do.
In sports, in the world of performance-enhancing drug detection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as we all know, that there's been some steroidal expose in the Olympics or whatever. This drug, that drug. The chemists are always ahead of the testers.
Yes, exactly.
So here you have individuals who are trying to get ahead of the technology people who are hacking your brain.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So there
but
is
what
some,
always happens is they
some
finally
faith in human?
They finally
some
figured something they finally figure it out, but by the time they figure it out, there'll be something else.
Right.
That's how it always works. If you have figured us out and like the show, then you might run. But if you like the show, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.